And welcome back to the Livingston Parish News Weekly Show, a podcast brought to you by the Livingston Parish News. My name is McHugh David, publisher and editor of the news, and this is From the Cheap Seats. This is where we're going to. Last week, we sat down with David Gray. That's for Around Livingston. He'll be back this week. Rob was off last week, but he is back in the booth, and that's what we're going to name his show after his column.
There you go, man.
We're going to let him introduce himself real quick. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, this is Rob DeArmond. I'm the sports editor here at the Livingston Parish News.
And so today, we're still in the middle of July. Things are still a little slow. Just a couple of things to cover. First and foremost, let's start with the short one, which is John Hee, who used to be a coach at Springfield, I believe.
Correct.
Is now coming back to the Livingston Parish coaching realm, this time at Albany. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where Coach DeRouche called me and she said, we were naming John Hee the coach, which is, for us, it's pretty good because we already have a relationship from when he was at Springfield. If you guys remember, his first year there at Springfield, they won a district championship. And then the second year was kind of, they lost some players, kind of a rebuilding year. And then, they decided to go in a different direction. He was in Tennessee, coached at a high school there, coached a girls basketball team for a year there. And now he's coming back to coach Albany. So like I said in the story, he's going to be he'll be back in Livingston Parish, just on the other sideline of that Springfield Albany rivalry there. I think that was the biggest thing when I talked to him. The biggest draw for taking the job was the ability to come back and coach in Livingston Parish. You know, he said he really enjoyed it. And he talked about the tournament, the parish tournament, and what you see. He goes, it's not every day that you're going to see. You know, you're going to be able to play teams like a Live Oak and a Walker, but that, you know, that's what you get in that parish tournament. So you can kind of test yourself against those teams. And, he said he's kind of learned a little bit at the same time, you know, and that time off or the time away from Livingston Parish, you know, kind of learning how to, communicate a little better with folks and things like that. And he said in terms of style of play with the kids, it's going to be one of those things where he's going to see what they've got and then kind of solve it from there. He said he doesn't want to try to put kids in situations where they can't be successful, and that I think that's the biggest thing for him, making sure those kids have some success.
Sure. So we're going to be looking forward to Coach Hee getting back into the Livingston Parish circuit. Second is maybe a little bit of a longer segment. We're going to be talking about all-parish baseball. I'm finally getting caught up with all the all-parish stuff to get it wrapped up for the 2021-2022 sports season. And I already said it. Today we're talking baseball. So obviously we'll start off with our various MVPs and coaches.
The MVP here for baseball was Blake Lobel from Springfield. I think it was I think Coach Blanchard kind of put him up there, and there wasn't a whole lot of debate. I think everybody just kind of said, okay, this is the guy. You look at it, had a great all-around season. He hit .425, six doubles, four triples, eight home runs, 32 RBIs, and 13 stolen bases. I don't want to say funny thing, but he said he didn't see too many fastballs, this year because they kind of know what he can do at the plate when he's up there, but he said most of his home runs did come off of fastballs, but he said you don't go up there looking to hit the home run, you know, because if you do, they're not going to happen. But also that eight home runs, I think we went back and he looked at it. He said he hit at least one home run in every series but one in district. So they kind of came at the key times for them, for Springfield. And Coach Blanchard, Chris Blanchard, and talking to him, he just had that knack at the plate for knowing, okay, we need the home run now, or, you know, hey, I need a base hit right now. So he's just one of those guys. He said it's hard to explain, but he just kind of knows what he needs to do when he goes up to the plate. And that kind of, you know, that's kind of what made those stats kind of come together at the plate. Pitching wise, like I said, it was a great all around season. He goes 9-3 with a 1.15 ERA, 104 strikeouts and 78.2 innings. Which is, you know,
that's pretty good.
Pretty salty. And the thing there was, they've got Jaden Teague there who had a great sophomore season, phenomenal sophomore season. So, you know, when I talked to Blake, he said, you kind of know coming in that you've got Jaden there and then you've got me and you kind of don't know. He said, I kind of didn't expect maybe a season like this, but it kind of just came together. And I think when I talked to Coach Blanchard about having both of those guys there, that's a pretty potent 1-2 punch for a 2A school. You know, just both. He said Jaden's got, he's got one thing where he can locate, he finds his spots, and then when you bring Blake in, he's got the same thing, but he's got a little bit more velocity behind it. So it kind of changes some things up there. So, and they were able to obviously utilize that, get to the semifinals where they lost to Doyle. Everybody remembers that game. And this is one of those things that, you know, you talk to Blake about it. He's signed with LSU Eunice, and he said this is just one of those things. It's a really big accomplishment for him. He said it's something that, you know, when you go in, this is something you want to have behind your name, and here we are. I'm the MVP, you know.
Right. You know, kind of one of those things. It all comes together, but I missed out on an opportunity in a close game, you know.
And like I said, it's everything you're expecting, everything you want from those two teams. You knew going in that's what you were going to get, you know, and I know the way it ended was not the way, you know, Springfield wanted to, but it's also something those guys can build on. They're going to lose five, if I remember right, five seniors from this team, and it's just, you know, saw them over the summer, and it's just trying to find, you know, who's going to be able to go for them. And that's what they use that summer baseball for, to see how kids will respond in different situations. And that's what they're trying to do going into this season.
So let's talk about Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year, interesting thing. We wound up with co-coaches of the year from French Settlement's Cade Savick and Holden's Chase Hemel. It's one of those things where you talk to both of them, and they say, you know, you're sitting around the table there at the all-parish meeting, and there you've got Tim Beattie from Doyle, and you've got Chris Blanchard from Springfield, and, you know, they both went deep, and, you know, Doyle finishes as state runner-up, and they kind of, we go through it, and I said, okay, who are we putting up for Coach of the Year? And I, you know, one of the coaches said, you know, I like the job Chase did. You know, another coach said, I like the job Kay did, and it's kind of, okay, what do y'all think? And yeah, we like that. And, you know, it's like, okay, do we go co-coaches of the year? It's like, yeah, I'm good with that. So it caught both of them totally by surprise. Just, you know, wasn't expecting. I know when talking to Kate, he said, I know I talked to some coaches, and they said the turnaround that they had at French Settlement, that would be worthy of a, you know, maybe a coach of the year. He said, but you never expect it until it actually happens. So, and for both of them, it was a unique situation for both of them. I think for, Coach Hemel, he's coming in as a first-year coach. Both of them are first-year coaches, but Chase is coming in, and he said basically it's a whole new roster, which he said in hindsight, he said it probably worked to my advantage. Some players are still there, but the majority of them are new. So in that aspect, they're able to kind of, okay, this is what we want to see from you guys, and they kind of bought in, which he said it sounds strange, but just – that way we were able to establish what we wanted to do, and we didn't have to look back and say, okay, this is a different way of doing things. Didn't happen that way. You look at certain games for them. I always go back when I do these stories, you know, was there a point in the season where you realized your guys got it, or the team has started coming together? For him, it was a win over Sumner that they had. They were tied 4-4, and they scored 3 runs in the sixth. And then another spot, they played 3 games with Livonia. They won 2-1, or two of those games against Livonia. And he said at that point he felt like they were playing maybe their best baseball of the season. And it's just a matter of them realizing, hey, we can do this. We can come back when we're behind. And it kind of gave them some confidence. And they wind up getting a home game against Stanley. If y'all remember, they fall behind 5-0 real quick. They come back and win that game 7-0, gives them a little momentum. And then they go on the road. They wind up losing. Checking my notes here. So if sure. if you hear the paper flipping, that's what that is. They lost to Weston in that the second round of playoffs. But he said what that's done now is kind of give those guys a little motivation to see, okay, we can do this. We can be successful. And he was telling me about, you know, softball team goes up to Sulphur, and he said one of his younger players, you know, they get in the car with the family and they drive out to the complex in Sulphur where they play, you know, the state tournament. And it was like, hey, you know, this is where we want to be, and we're going to get there one day. So it's kind of put that mindset, hey, man, if we put in the work, we work a little bit harder, maybe we can be here. And he said that's kind of the motivation right now. And that's obviously what you want to see out of your team.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, consistent improvement throughout the season.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Let's round it out. First and second team.
I didn't put those names. I want to talk about Cade a little bit. Cade was kind of the same deal. First year head coach. He said, I remember this one. One of those big wins was they won 8-6 over Franklinton. I remember he texted me. He goes, "Hey man, can you help me out?" And I think I was at a point where I was writing them and I hadn't got to that point yet. But that was another game where they trailed 6-0, came back and won. They also beat Doyle at Doyle during the district season, which he said was a big one. And he said a lot of what they were dealing with there was, just getting into the mindset of, not losing to the name on the chest. Does that make sense? Seeing that uniform and saying, okay, we've lost this game. And when you win games like that, he said, it kind of gave us to say, hey, we can go out and we can win games like this, to give the kids a little confidence there. He said another part of it was, and this doesn't sound like a whole lot, but he said you give them little motivators. And he said what they did was at certain points during the season, they would say, hey, if you get to, hey, you won this many games last year. If you win more than you won last year, we'll make you a T-shirt. Just a T-shirt with a saying on it or whatever. And that was a goal for the team, so they would make it. They get to it and they said, hey, coach, we got this many wins. What if we get to this many wins? Can we have another T-shirt? Like, yeah, sure. So it's little motivating factors like that. For them, they wind up getting a 14 seed and getting a home playoff game, which, that's a big deal for them. They lose. They wind up losing to Darwin Woods in the first round. But he said it's giving them a chance to the same thing with Holden. Hey, we've got something to build on. He gave credit to the senior class he had three seniors this year, and he said the great seniors, they kind of bought into what we were doing. And one of the things I noticed, and a lot of teams do this, but it was something that really kind of stood out to me when I covered them against Springfield, was in the dugout. And when things would happen during the course of the game, it wasn't, yelling, screaming. It was just kind of like, hey, just, maybe if one person, there was a situation there where they wanted to talk to them about, they just kind of pull them to the side and say, okay, in that situation, here's what we do. And Kate said they made a big point of that. If there was something that happened, they would kind of look at it and go, we didn't want to wait. We wanted to address it right there, right then and there. So it's kind of fresh in everybody's mind. Another part was, he'd bring the team up in between innings. And he said, when you know you've got it, when you've got all eyes looking at you, and they're all paying attention to everybody. There's not one set of eyes going somewhere else. Everybody's paying. And he said the kids bought into that. So once again, it's one of those things. It's something they can build on, and that's what they're looking forward to.
Sure. And if you're looking for the rest of the first team, check it out on www.livingstonparishnews.com or – you can see it in Thursday's newspaper, which you can find at any kind of Walmart, Carter's, those kinds of places.
Sorry, I didn't keep that list there for you, but we do have it. It's like McHugh said, it's in print and it's online. Check it out.
So wrapping up from the cheap seats today. Going to let Rob introduce himself as we move on, and David will be coming in next.
Hey, this is Rob DeArmond. I'm sports editor here at the Livingston Parish News.
My name is McHugh David, publisher and editor of the news. Appreciate you guys joining us for the inaugural episode of From the Cheap Seats. As we mentioned last week, we are splitting David and Rob up, and we'll just be doing one-on-one with the sports and then one-on-one with David for lifestyle and news. My name is McHugh David, publisher and editor of the news. Please remember the news is on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. We are once a week in print on Thursdays at $7 a month. To get that in your mailbox, we're also online, www.livingstonparishnews.com. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you next time.